Hi, this is Park Ren. The Klingon patient last name is CABRERA. First name is ABELARDO. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first of all. Patient tells me that since he was in basic training, and throughout his military career, patient had a traumatic brain injury, first of all. Patient tells me that since he was in basic training, he was trained to drive a military tank, first up. He tells me that he was driving a tank, first up, and then he got promoted to the loader, and then he became the gunner on a tank, first up. A patient tells me that every time there was gun firing from the tank, there was this sonic boom. First off, patient tells me that he had numerous sonic boom affecting his head. First off, a patient tells me that when he has the sonic boom, he says it caused him to have traumatic brain injury. First off, patient, however, says that he has never had any physical injury to the head. First off, there's no loss of consciousness. First off, there was no impact to the head. There were no physical impact to the head. First off, patient. Next paragraph, patient. Next paragraph, patient. Currently has PTSD. First off, patient tells me that he was diagnosed with PTSD. First off, patient have memory deficits, headaches, migraine headaches, confusion, decreasing concentration, insomnia symptoms, agitation symptoms. Patient tells me that he was diagnosed with PTSD very early on. Patient tells me that he was not diagnosed with traumatic. Patient was not previously diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that these symptoms were affecting his job before. Patient tells me that he has difficulty remembering. His memory is very poor. Patient has difficulty to concentrate and focus at his work. This marks a deunification. Next paragraph, I'm sorry, it is my opinion that his symptoms are likely due to PTSD. I believe that a lot of symptoms are due to PTSD and not from traumatic brain injury. This marks a deunification.